We don't really cover the law, but we do when we're in the thick of it. Paul, we're in the thick of it.
We're
right
in the thick
now.
Of it. Yeah, we've been getting some rulings over the last day or two. We got some more expected probably before the end of this.
Like today. Like today,
exactly, yeah. Right. So we need to figure out what's coming down and what it means. Kimberly Robinson's going to help us. She's a Bloomberg Law Supreme Court reporter. Kimberly, what are we expecting today?
Well, we're not really sure what we're expecting. The court never tells us what it is that they're going to be handing down, but we will be getting rulings today and probably tomorrow, and they're in some of the biggest cases, as you guys all hinted at. These are cases on affirmative action, cases on President Biden's student loan forgiveness program, and then the latest clash between LGBT rights and religious freedom.
Let me cut to the, I think, what everybody's asking, Chase. There were some new appointees. They are perceived by a broad spectrum of people to be conservative. They go by names like, you know, Kavanaugh, Gorsuch, and other newbies on the block. Are they voting as a lot of Americans thought they would? Amy Coney Barrett would be another one I should mention. Are they surprising you, Kimberly, as an expert?
Well, somewhat surprising. They have issued some rulings this term that have not gone as we would have expected. What we're really seeing is that Chief Justice Roberts, Kavanaugh, and Barrett have really rejected some of the most conservative positions on things like voting rights. But I would expect that the cases that we still have left are probably going to come down along more expected lines. Of course, we'll just have to wait and see. There could always be more surprises. But these are issues where those justices have a particular track record.
When you get a ruling, how do you get it? I mean, do they take you into a room like Mike McKee goes into a hermetically sealed room in Washington at the Fed and they give him some announcement? I mean, when you get an announcement, how's it handled out? By quill and parchment?
Well, things are pretty quaint at the Supreme Court, but they're not that quaint. There is a press room where we all sort of gather around and stick our hands out, hoping to be the one that they hand them to first. And they give hard copies. And they give us, you know, maybe a minute or two advance notice than what the public gets. But, you know, that's an important minute or two where we can really figure out what it is that's going on, what the courts have decided, particularly if, as we've seen earlier, there are some surprises.
What is the affirmative action case? Can you refresh the memory here? Because I know that got a lot of ink there from some serious universities.
Right, Paul. I mean, we've really seen most universities and a lot of industries really come down urging the court not to strike down affirmative action at higher education. You know, the claims here are that affirmative action really hurts white and Asian applicants. And so they're making, a constitutional argument here that universities can't use race as a factor in the admissions process. But this is something that reverberates past, you know, higher education and into the workforce. I mean, this is really the way that companies are able to meet their DEI goals is through a diverse class at higher education.
And it seems like I can't remember when that started, but that's always been something in my lifetime. And I thought it was generally hailed as a, you know, good thing, good policy.
Well, you know, the Supreme Court has had some cases on this issue for decades, but this is one of those areas where we expect the court to overturn precedent, just like we saw in Dobbs. And even though the justices haven't been doing that across the board, again, this is one area where there's really been a long time effort to overturn affirmative action, and this may be the time where the Supreme Court finally does it.
Kimberly, for so many of us, and I'm massively guilty of this, my perception is O'Connor, Kennedy, the great Anthony Kennedy, Souter, Stephen Breyer of Boston, all the old names, you know, and there's some old names still around. I mean, you know, the people, even John Roberts. But it's the fact is, you look at the screen at the people, you look at the Wikipedia, it's a whole new court after all. In the building, do you feel that? Do you feel a change at the court in the day-to-day grind at what Kimberly Robinson does?
I mean, I do think we feel it most notably during oral arguments. You know, this is a Supreme Court that's really in flux. You know, for 11 years, as you mentioned, Justice Breyer, he was the most junior justice because there had been no change in the membership of the court. And we've seen a number of them recently. And that gets a lot of change, not just in oral arguments, but then what comes down in opinions. And we're all trying to figure out things like, where is Chief Justice Roberts, Justice Kavanaugh, and Barrett going to be? Because they really seem to be the center of what is a really conservative Supreme Court.
I learned a lot there. Thank you for the brief. Kimberly, like, do we see something Like in the 9 o'clock hour or 10 o'clock hour?
They'll be issuing opinions at 10 o'clock, definitely today, and most likely tomorrow, too. But we always have to read the tea leaves here. The Supreme Court is so secretive, so that's my best guess.
Thank you. I was trying to get some news out of her.
Do they do the white smoke, or is that the Vatican?
That's
the
Vatican.
That's the Vatican. I don't know how they do that.
Fenway Park as well. Okay. When they get a middle reliever at Fenway Park, they put white smoke out. Kimberly Robinson, just brilliant there. I learned a lot as well.